On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yeah, it's Friday, and that means Tori Lagarde, she's a humorist. She joins me on Fridays, does her own show on this network as well, called Tori, with an exclamation point to set it aside from other Tories.
It's Friday, so we're effed. I won't say the word, but I was thinking that when you're talking.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, I don't know, because of, you know, I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
Except I remember everything.
Yeah, I've had struggle with my memory for like since birth, and
no one remembers his birth. See how I did that?
Remember.
No, it's not. No one remembers their birth.
Yeah.
It's no one remembers his or her birth.
Interesting.
I'm gonna get on that still.
Yeah, good for you. That way you'll have less people who like you.
I know. I'm a grammar Nazi. The only good kind of Nazi.
They say if you want people to shy away from you, correct their grammar.
I know.
But I love it. I think it's fantastic because
some people
appreciate
it. They like knowing the difference.
Well, I think they get upset because they know that they can't do it, and that's where they feel inferior.
You feel inferior.
And
I'm not superior.
Well, then learn something, and you'll be a little less inferior.
I like to learn things.
Yeah, I know everything I care to know at this point.
That's what a lot of people think. Yeah,
yeah,
they just say,
pretty
you know
much.
What, I'm done.
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
just
I'm
just watch TV
into,
now.
Yeah,
that's all.
I'm not being tested anymore.
I don't have to. You don't have to prove yourself.
No, I really don't.
You're not looking for a job? Nothing.
No. Even the urine tests, I say, what's the point of this?
You can fake those, too. I think you can like have someone do it for you, can't you?
You can, or you can freeze your urine from when you felt good. When I have a good day, I pee in a cup and I freeze it. And I'm ready. I'm ready for a lot of tests.
Oh, I bet.
Anyway, happy Labor Day to you.
Thank you.
I don't know what that means exactly. I believe it's for all women that are pregnant and about to deliver.
Probably. Mm-hmm. It's also the end of the summer, so that's a bummer. Hey, I made a rhyme. I'm a poet. No, don't
know it. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Maybe you should be a rapper, too.
I have trouble with the scotch tape.
Oh, well, then you cannot be one. Then you shall not be one.
I shall not rap.
You shall not rap. I shall not rap again. I had a boating accident. Hey, it's odd that we celebrate people laboring by telling them you don't have to do that.
Take a day off.
Yeah, take a day off. I like
that's
that.
That's only fair.
Yeah.
One day out of 365.
Well, there's the results of my urine test.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's never what I like it to be. Hey.
Hey.
Who did that sound like? Who did I sound like there?
That's the Gary Shandling show. Yeah. Was that guy? What was his name? That hit Hank or somebody. He was the guy that was going, hey-yo, hey-yo, or something, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes.
I hardly watched it, but it was pretty funny.
That was Jeffrey Tambor who played that part.
Oh, he's in Arrested Development. He's the best.
Yeah, now he's taking on very strange roles, but he's very talented.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, you know, with this Texas flooding thing,
You said text flooding, but yes, Texas flooding. No, you know, every time.
There is a lot of flooding in the text world.
I don't
People
do it.
Texting
I'm,
all
I don't
over.
Want to. I sometimes, if I have to, it's such a drag.
It's a drag, man. It's a drag getting old.
But every time I turn on the television, which I don't do now, because it's just rain.
Yes.
It's tragedy.
Well, it's an amazing amount of rain, and I see people like walking through the streets trying to rescue themselves like in waist-high water.
It's incredibly depressing.
It is, and it's such a large area. And now I'm thinking, I don't think I want to go swimming in a swimming pool right now. It's like disrespectful.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be weird on Labor Day?
What you mean.
You get in your pool, you're swimming around, and then you're saying to yourself, oh, wait a minute, this isn't Right.
I'm doing this by choice.
Yeah, not today.
You know what? I saw my doctor the other day.
Yeah.
And she can't sleep at night. Seriously, she feels so bad about what's happening there.
Really?
And she told me something which I hadn't thought of, which was very depressing. She said she's imagining, and she's seeing this, pit people in wheelchairs. And the water's just coming up, and they can't stand up. They can't even move. What are you supposed to do?
What if you're on a daily medication to keep you healthy and alive?
Yeah.
Where are you going to get? There are none. There's no meds. There's no drugstores. I mean, what do you do? You just, I can't imagine. I just can't imagine.
The only thing I can compare it to is when I was in a tornado, and we did have a tragedy.
Yes.
But tornadoes happen like that, and then you're left with the aftermath. Uh-huh. This is continually raining and everything.
Yeah.
But the Red Cross, let me tell you, they are, you know, saying the Red Cross is who you should give to. They're absolutely right, because they helped us. No questions asked. You don't need paperwork. FEMA, it took us months to get any help from FEMA.
I know.
But the Red Cross, they were right there with food, clothes, everything you need. So that's the, to me, that's the charity you should give to.
I have a horrible feeling that it's not going to be that swift this time around with FEMA. Funding has been questionable by some people now, so, which is, this is like a horrible time to do that.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I don't understand? The hurricane kind of had left, and it continued to rain, but the torrential winds were gone. It was just the rain. Why didn't the government send in like 3,000 helicopters to just constantly...
to scoop people up.
Yes, I mean, constant.
Right.
I mean, not so many that they would fly into each other, but like, pick up, come back, pick up. I mean, like, hundreds of helicopters. I didn't see anything like... It was the people themselves, the Texas people, that were helping themselves.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes.
Yeah, but, sorta.
And the death toll was only 19. I don't want to say only because it's a low number, but that's, you know, you could think it could be much. And other countries like Bangladesh, that would have been hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
At least we have an infrastructure here where we're, you know, so as bad as it can be,
I know.
Still very good.
I know. It's hard to second guess what you could do and what you can't.
Right.
And then I immediately thought of myself, which I tend to do on a regular basis. And it was like, well, what if where I live was flooded like that?
Yeah, make a plan.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What did you decide?
To think about it more.
Well, I mean...
I mean, what can you really do? What can
you
really do?
You have to have an evacuation route. You ever see those signs along the road that say that?
Yeah.
With the hurricane thing. That's the whole point.
Well, they're usually up hills. I mean, the evacuation route is away from the coast.
Right, right.
And to higher ground.
Okay.
But then you figure, okay, everybody's going to be going there.
Right, because everybody's smart.
Yeah, so like, where do you go? And then you're going to sit in traffic to get out with the stuff coming? I mean, it's just...
But people stayed in their homes this time. They didn't realize... I hope this is a lesson. I don't mean to be like, you need a lesson. But you know what? They told people to leave.
Yeah.
And people were like, we're going to stay, you know, shelter down, whatever they call it.
Yeah, hunker. They hunker.
Yeah, they called it stay
in... that means.
Shelter in place. That's
shelter
what it is.
Shelter in place.
They were doing that. And now it's too late. Now they're trying to get out.
I know.
Get the heck out,
and,
man.
And have no place to go, really.
Yeah.
And this is going to be weeks and months before they can do anything. And all these homes destroyed and flooded, you can't live in them because the structural... damage is done, the mold, the whole bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be years. Where are they going to put these people for years?
Did you hear how much it rained?
Yeah.
51 inches.
I know.
Do you know what Katrina was? 17 inches.
I know.
I'm 60 inches.
Yeah.
I almost would have drowned. Nine more inches. I'm
Think
gone.
Of that. Think
Nine,
of that analogy.
Five, one, five, no, 11. Yeah, 11 inches.
Well, enough not to be good.
I mean,
yeah, it's just, I mean, you can't really, you know...
That's a crazy amount of rain.
It's a horrible thing.
That's almost 5 feet of rain.
Yeah. This is going to go on for quite some time. This isn't something that's going to be cleaned up next week.
No.
And then almost all of these people, I think they said like over 90% of all the homes that were flooded or need repair, the home insurance will not cover it because they didn't have flood insurance.
And what about Act of God? Sometimes they don't cover those anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, they're just... What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Just how do you do that? You wait for the government to subsidize. They don't rebuild your house.
No.
I don't know what they do. I mean, I don't know how that's going to be handled. It's weird.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, but I'm not going swimming this weekend.
I haven't been swimming since July.
Well, that's because you are sensitive to it.
Well, yeah, and I don't have a place to swim.
Yeah.
That's a luxury item. Do I go find a place to swim today? I'm trying to find a sandwich.
There are places.
Eh.
Yeah. There, every town, every city has a public pool, like for a buck.
Well, do I get on my bicycle and drive there and
you kinda
ride there? I mean,
you kind of could.
Yeah.
It's not that far away for you.
I'll just stay and watch Miami Vice. I've been just happy doing that.
I fill up the bathtub, man.
Yeah.
Why do I need to swim?
I don't know.
I don't want to sit in standing water. I think that's disrespectful. And I'm not being funny. I'm serious. I would feel weird about that. I just would. Anyway, all right, we move on, I suppose.
Well, I don't live in Beverly Hills, so I don't have to feel bad about too much.
No.
Imagine if I did that, like one of these one percenters that has everything I want at my beck and call, and I'd feel a little ridiculous.
I'd feel ridiculous, too, until my house slid in a mudslide into the valley anyway.
Those are sliding.
You know. And I believe that Houston is about 50 miles or 40 miles from the actual beach.
Right. I think it hit Corpus Christi first, right on the coast.
It did. But then it rained a lot.
Yeah. It wouldn't stop. And, has it stopped?
No, not just yet. Well, it's lightened up. It's supposed to stop like in another 24 hours or something, but damage is done, kind of. And before the water naturally recedes, that's probably 2 weeks away to 4 weeks away, they say. That's just crazy. Anyway, So it's September. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I did remember one thing that I was going to bring up. Just one little short thing.
You got your memory back.
But it's
That's
good.
Great.
It is, sort of, kind of. Yeah. But if you're thinking of being benevolent for a charity, and you know, you could give, of course, to the Harvey Hurricane. But here's a way to give without giving any money.
Tell me.
It's a website, and I use it myself. Mm-hmm. It's called cellphonesforsoldiers.com. Okay. Cellphonesforsoldiers.com. Mm-hmm. You just, and your old cell phones, they pay the postage. You just print out your label, and you send off your, and that's helps the soldiers.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I have old cell phones. What am I supposed to do with them?
Nothing. They don't then really.
So they collect them, and that's, I think that's a great charity, which doesn't cost you anything and does something good.
That's excellent.
It is excellent. That's all I wanted to say. I wanted to say something about that. If you're feeling like, what can I do for this? I can't. I can't get to Texas. I don't have money. Hey, do something for the soldiers. Yeah. Thank you.
I will also say, to piggyback you, which sounds really physically horrible at this time.
Yeah, because I can't support anyone's
weight.
I'm sorry.
Be very, very careful. There are a lot of scam deals.
Can you believe
when these
that? Yeah.
Happen. Yeah, I can believe it.
These pages popping up.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
You look at all the scams when there's no national emergency.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine
this
now.
This is their chance.
It is.
These people have no conscience.
They don't. It's a way to make money. And
like I said,
very,
Red Cross is the only person I would people
it really is.
I would trust.
It really
I won't
is.
Go. Don't backdoor the Red Cross.
But you contact them. Though, if you get an email from Red Cross, they can very easily in the email thing say Red Cross and show their the logo and the whole bit.
Sure.
You'd
contact
be very,
them.
Very careful.
And it's easy because I think it's redcross.org.
Exactly.
It's very easy. Just find them.
Exactly. Or find out in your local town or city if you can drive down to a location where you can donate to.
Yeah, don't ever answer the phone for anything about this and say,
God.
Oh, yeah, what can I do? And then they get your data and, ugh.
Tori, every day mounts the number of these phone calls that I get. Some of them are scammy. Some of them are just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are damn right illegal. It's awful.
And the political calls haven't even started yet. That's coming.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the robos. Here's something I do want to talk about very seriously, very quickly. I got an email from Netflix. It said in the Netflix. It's what it said, Netflix. And I opened up the email.
Uh-oh.
And in the message thing from Netflix, it said, update your information to continue Netflix.
Do you even have
membership.
A Netflix?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes, I do.
That would have been even worse then. Like, hey.
Yeah, so I figure, okay, Netflix needs some added information.
Uh-oh.
So I open it up. And I see, and the Netflix logo is there. It looks official.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to tell that this thing indeed was a scam. The next thing, when you click, it asks for your information, your name, your email address, your login. You have to log in to update the information.
I'm having anxiety right now. Go on.
I stopped and I said to myself, Ron, you're a smart Jew.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get out of this and make a phone call to Netflix and
say, are you
updating like this? So I called Netflix. I told them the situation. They said, no, there is no update request for anybody. And she said, could you please forward that email to us? We have a department because this happens frequently. And I said, but
it's called a spoof.
Yes.
Spoofing.
But I said, it's exactly your logo. It's exactly your font. Your it's just
Facebook does it too.
No
different
way.
People do these things.
Yeah. So they said, no, that's they got back to me very quickly. They said, that's a scam. Do not open it up. As a matter of fact, delete. You can print it out, you know, but delete it. And I did. And
you know how many people are falling for this, though?
How could you not fall for it? How could you not fall for
it? But now you're telling me something that I just read yesterday, interestingly enough, which I didn't even know, Ron, and I know everything about this stuff. There's a new email spam thing going around. and you can look this up, it's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. All you have to do, and what you did, was open it.
Yeah.
There's a little invisible. It's only 1 pixel by 1 pixel. Yes. You wouldn't have even seen it. It's yes. a GIF, and it automatically sends back to whoever sent the email, the yes. spam, yes. to show active. It doesn't give your information right. necessarily, except right. your IP maybe, but it shows you're active. So the best thing to do is don't even, you see these headlines, these subject
yes.
lines?
Yes.
Just all delete. Click all and delete and empty your folder, because as soon as you open it to even look at it, there's an invisible, in some of them, mm-hmm. an invisible GIF, mm-hmm. and it's going to get you.
You would figure that a company like Netflix would use that method for communication.
Yeah, why not?
Well, it's supposed to be done through the mail, according to many of these companies, but mail is becoming passe.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you do?
Kramer saw that coming.
Yeah, he did.
So you know, he was little man in shorts giving yeah, you know, Pottery Barn
exactly,
catalogs.
Man.
What's the point?
Exactly. So what do you do? And some of these robocalls and these phone calls, even on your cell phone, mm-hmm. They say, is this Ron? And all you have to do is say yes.
Yeah, you told me.
And then they consider that active. Now,
there
they say they're actually recording your response, yes.
Why do you say you're even Ron? I just say, no, it's the Queen of
because
England.
Because I didn't even know it was a robocall.
Yeah, but I don't care.
I stopped doing that. Now I say, who's calling?
Ah.
And I trust nobody.
You can't.
But when you use a phone line for business or for public something, then you can't shut off
you
these,
have to pretty
these
much
unknown
answer
phone
them.
Calls.
Yeah.
It could be a customer,
right.
a new customer.
Right,
phone
you so
don't
you have
know.
To pretty much answer.
And that's where they have you. But getting back to the active thing, most of that is to show that number that they've contacted is an active situation. You're right. I mean, it's just
they're coming up with new ways all the time.
All the time, we are literally under attack.
Yeah,
by our own peeps, and that's why since I was the age of 5, I said to myself, well, you know, when they tell you that all people are good, and trust everybody until they've destroyed your trust,
mm-hmm.
I've always said since I was a child, no, people have to earn my trust.
That's it.
Yeah, and people are not all good.
Well,
contrary to what the church people say.
There's a movie with mm-hmm. Robert Redford.
Yes.
It's called Sneakers.
Yes.
It came out in the 90s, the early 90s. Uh-huh. River Phoenix was in it. He's gone now. He was alive back then.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene in that. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. It has, you know, Ben Kingsley. Really good movie. Sidney Poitier.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about, this is the 90s, early 90s. Have a conversation about the crimes of the future
mm-hmm.
are going to be cyber crimes. Because all the informations are zeros and ones. Everything's in a zero. And I thought that was so profound and prophetic to talk about in the yeah. early 90s, before internet really took off.
Mm-hmm.
This has been, you know, prophesized. It's been coming for a long time. And the smart people knew, to, like Bill Gates, you know, Jobs, get into this field because this is the future. Okay? So this is where the crime is going to be. Like I said, you know, bring down governments, bring
Certainly,
down banks,
yes.
bring down everything
yes.
with the computers.
Yes.
Okay?
I know.
Yeah,
they've
known for 30 years though, which is crazy. Or 25 years.
But you couldn't stop the train. You know, this internet thing you can't stop it.
It's a double-edged sword. There's so much good with it.
Yeah,
there's an equal amount of bad.
Yeah, but the bad can be sometimes more devastating than the good.
Well, the good is bringing people together too, and learning and getting information easy, reporting crimes easy. You know, in other countries, you know the. Anywhere, but there is good, believe me.
Oh, there is a lot of good, but there's devastating bad involved on a daily basis. I interviewed a cybersecurity expert with the government,
I like that.
They very frankly said, I pressed them and I kept saying, is this good or bad? Is it good or bad? Like, is this all worth it?
Mm-hmm.
And he finally said at the end, and he said, the government. And private individuals and companies especially spend more money on cybersecurity than anything else.
I bet.
And anything they've ever done. I said, so if you had a business before, you advertised, you put your business in the phone book, you had a telephone, and you did mailings, and that was it. He said, yes. The problem is now companies are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars to stay one step ahead of the hackers.
Yeah.
And it could destroy our economy
mm-hmm.
because of the amounts. I mean, they have to charge mm-hmm. more for services eventually to cover the cost of protecting the
right.
business.
Yeah.
It becomes really crazy at a point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So that's a happy thing.
It is. Sometimes when they catch the people, though, they hire them. Instead of prosecuting them, you want to work for us.
But they don't catch a lot of them because it is such
And the people that do it, sometimes they're doing it for the reasons of the principal. So they're going to fight the man. So they don't want to work for the man.
Yeah.
They're going to go do their thing, too, like Anonymous.
I mean, if that president guy, I can't remember his name, if he's so concerned about his borders, I mean, then stop this these cyber situations, because most of them are from other countries. And you can't prosecute them, and you can't find them because they're not here. They don't go under our laws.
You need Interpol.
They don't have to come here to do this.
Right. No, you don't.
No. Save yourself some bucks.
Sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sad.
I know.
Well, September is upon us.
Yeah.
This is the, we're recording this on the first day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's nice. Kids are back in school.
Shortly. They go right after Labor Day.
I know in some towns they've started already.
In Florida, they started in August. I know when I lived there, they did.
Isn't that odd? And you'd figure they'd wait a little bit longer till it didn't get so hot.
Well, because they get out in May.
Yeah.
They like it. I don't know. It's all goofy.
But is May that hot there?
May's hot, very hot there. Are you kidding me?
Well, August is hotter than May there, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, it's like, why do they start so early? What's the matter with those
people? I don't know.
But all the schools in Florida are air-conditioned anyway, right? Yeah, gotta
and
be. Yeah,
and the Florida is so overpopulated that when you go to these elementary schools, here we have buildings.
Mm-hmm.
There they have a building, and then they have these pods, they call them.
Yes.
So they have all these other like little trailer-type things, which are for all the students that keep moving there.
Yes.
They used to say 500 people a day move to Florida.
Wow.
But, you know, everyone's dying down there, too, every day, so it might even out.
I thought everybody that moved there was like 70, so and they didn't have kids.
No, a lot of people think it's great down there, and they go there. And then if you last the first year, you might make it, but most of the people, they say the higher percentage leave within the first 12 months. And come back
because
they don't like it, it's different to them, they I don't for whatever reason
so they
don't
move
make
to Florida
it.
And then they leave Florida
a lot of people
I would think I would
we stayed for years but
well,
if you have a, we had a, you know if you have a job and a place to live it's different
maybe I suppose.
A little bit
I don't know
but the people you try to make friends and everyone's from somewhere else and then they move
absolutely.
To everyone no one wants to stay put down there the transients the transient
and,
state
and I'm just not hungry at 4 o'clock
happy hour
early
birds what do you call
I'll do the happy hour. I'm talking about the early bird thing.
Yeah. I got to learn old people lingo. I don't know enough of it.
You know, you got a little time, but not much. You better get on the stick with that stuff.
I don't want to be an old lady. I'm afraid to be.
The only thing you need to know in Florida is how much do I tip? That's all you need to know.
I used to carry those little charts with me because I couldn't
figure
it out.
Yeah, that's so adorable when
you pull
seniors,
out the little,
they do.
Little card.
They can't
the tip
for
chart.
Some reason, they were intelligent people through their entire lives. Then when they turn
you know
like
what?
65
memory,
or 70,
the memory
it's just
goes.
Like, I can't figure out tips anymore. What happened?
Like, I just saw these commercials for brain pills.
Yeah.
They said, you need one for your liver, you need one for your diabetes, for this, so why not?
It's
for your bones, glucosamine, so why not for your brain? Here's a brain pill for you.
Okay. I just think that they play stupid. I mean, some of them have you know, I think some of them actually play stupid. Because all the retired bank executives move down there. And then they go to the early bird special, and I don't know how much to tip. You were a bank. Owned a bank.
Yeah,
you know how much to tip. You know numbers.
Give me.
I have to pull my card out and find what's 10%, 10.5% I want to tip. What happens to these people?
They say just tip 20 and be good about it. You know what? Just do 20. Stop being ridiculous.
It used to be nice when taxes were 5%, and in some states they still are, I guess.
Oh, because it was nice and easy.
Yeah,
now it's like 7.
Double it.
What is it here?
It's
I don't
six
know.
And a quarter in Massachusetts.
Oh, for goodness sake, I round
like,
up.
What are you doing? Now I'm going to have to get my card out.
And a calculator.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think the restaurant should be paid. I think it just should be through tips.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think anybody should be paying for the food either. If the food isn't good, why would you pay for it? If the food is good, I would tip the chef. Not the person that came over and put the plate on my table.
Oh, but the chefs are paid well and the servers are not
paid
well.
See, that's backwards. Okay. Well, no, I guess the chefs have to be paid. I don't know. I feel like tipping, if the food's really good, I don't know why I'm tipping the server.
Because they're the ones running around getting their blisters
and
on their feet
be,
all day.
They should be paid regular wages that...
Yeah, there's been an argument for that for years.
I don't get it.
Some restaurants, I think, not a lot, but some I've heard of that maybe give them a wage and then there's no tipping because they get a good enough wage or something.
I prefer that. I think that's fair.
I don't know.
I think that's fair because most of that stuff is not their fault.
And then there's tips. I used to, when I was a waitress for a very short time when I was 21, we had a tip, a whole big thing that we all put the tips in. And at the end of the night, we split them. And I don't know if that's a good idea either, because some people work harder than other people.
Some people are a little sloth-offs. I think I cleaned that up.
I didn't last that
long. I mean, I've had situations where I've ordered a drink, and it's like, hey, excuse me, I've been waiting like 15 minutes for the drink. I'm sorry, they're backed up. Well, she's going to suffer in the tip for that, probably.
Yeah, right. But and it's the bartender's
fault. All the stuff has nothing to do with these servers.
Right, I know.
It's just awful.
You got to have the right attitude then.
Yeah.
To be one, I would think. You got to be pleasant and right away.
Then I've heard of some situations where in some restaurants, the food comes and it's like, oh, my chicken is cold. All right, well, can we comp you a dessert?
Why don't they warm it up?
Well, they do. Well, they do. But then they say, can we comp you a dessert or something, which they're supposed to do.
Really? Okay.
And you say, sure. And then you find out that the server had to pay for that dessert. It's like, what? What kind of quit that job? I mean, if you can, if you can afford to quit the job. They take real advantage of these people.
When I worked in a restaurant, not as a waitress or a server, but the servers were there. You know, decades. They were just the same ones. They had the job. They liked the job. They made some money. They weren't going anywhere.
The company was probably good to them.
Yeah.
I guess it depends. And I don't understand bus boys and bus girls. What's the bus?
It means, I think, to just, you know, take off the dishes and off the table.
Yeah, what a horrible job. They should be tipped. What a horrible job that must be.
I think it's pretty easy. Well, isn't it just grabbing up stuff and putting them in a bucket and walking away?
Yeah, but you're touching people's spit and things like that.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Howie Mandel could never be a busboy.
No.
Yuck.
Yeah, but it seems like a pretty brainless job. Teach a monkey to do it, can't you?
Maybe they should have monkeys doing it.
I don't know. They would smash some of the dishes. It would be, you know, it's a risky business.
Hoopa. What do they call it? I don't know. The Greeks, they do that anyway.
Oh.
Don't they smash dishes?
For like weddings, I think, for celebration.
I thought they just do it anyway.
Well, maybe when they're angry.
I thought they don't have dishwashers, and they just figure, we'll go and buy some new plates or something.
I don't know. I think it's a celebration of smashing things.
Oh, good. That's a cool celebration.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, sure. What the hell?
Probably nothing expensive. No Ming vases.
No. Well, that's why they don't let them in China. It made no sense. I know that. Hey, we're out of time.
Wow. That's a short one, huh?
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back...
are we still doing commercials?
We'll do some stuff. Well, for this show, we are.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I can't wait to find out what I'm selling.
Ain't always easy these days to know what to give your kids for snacks. Sugary this, high fructose that. Heck, even the stuff they call natural ain't always natural. But there's one snack when your kids ask for it, you know exactly what you're giving them.
Piggy parts. I want piggy parts.
Professor Parker's preserved piggy parts are 100% all-natural salt-preserved pig parts. What parts, you ask? Well, some folks would call them scraps or ears or hoofs, but kids just call them delicious. And with their stiff, leathery texture, one Professor Parker's preserved piggy part will last a kid all afternoon. That's what we call value. So stock up now for school. You'll find them at the end of the pet food aisle in original, barbecue or vinegar, garlic, teriyaki, onion, habanero, pineapple flavor. Give them a try and you'll see why kids say,
That's some good piggies.
Professor Parker's Preserve Piggy Parts.
All right, let's say hello to Sherry Belafonte. Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sherry. Oh, I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Yay.
I'm excited to be here.
Sherry, where are you? Are you in California, I'm going to guess?
I'm in New York City.
Wow, I got that wrong.
The Big Apple.
Wow.
It's cold here. I was in L.A. It was 90 degrees there, and I came here.
You
got to
get out of that. That's too hot.
Is that what? Do you live in New York?
No, I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. All right. It's not
and
so
I did,
bad.
I came in here to do these and to also, you know, say hi to some family and friends.
Nice.
I'll be going back to L.A., sunny L.A. on Saturday.
Very cool. You do so many things. You're blowing my mind. I don't know how you do all this stuff. Man.
Tenacity, I guess.
Tenacity. You're obviously an incredible photographer. Well, maybe people don't even know that, to be honest with you. Maybe some people don't know that.
You know, I think a lot of people are finding out. I've had a couple of gallery shows here in New York. I've had a few in Los Angeles and a couple in West Virginia. So some people kind of know. I don't think that they, you know, more people obviously know me more of being in front of the camera than behind the camera.
Yeah.
But I actually got my first camera as a present from my grandmother. grandmother when I was 4 years old. So I've been behind the camera pretty much all my life, and certainly have been behind it a lot more than I've been on camera, if you can believe such a thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I actually have had, over the last few years, the opportunity to be back behind the camera.
Nice.
And unfortunately, from being back behind the camera, I find myself sitting on my, you know, on my butt long enough to edit pictures and
yeah.
be on my computer, and I managed to gain a few pounds that I needed to get rid of. So,
wow.
That's why I'm back in front of the camera now to talk about that for people who are
yeah.
out there that also feel inspired to lose some weight.
And how did you do this, Sherry?
I actually contacted my doctor. You know, I have a history of high cholesterol, and my family has high cholesterol.
Well, we all do.
My mom, who passed away, she had diabetes.
Yes.
And my family on both my mother and father's side had has heart conditions.
Right.
So I've had grandparents that have died from heart attacks and uncles and aunts on both sides that
sure.
have died from heart attacks. And between that and the cholesterol and the diabetes and the extra 20 pounds that I have, I
yeah.
sort of thought, I better contact my doctor.
Good.
So I actually called him, and he said he wanted to put me on this pill called Qsymia, which is spelled Q-S-Y-M-I-A. When I first heard that, I sort of went, you know, I balked, because my idea of diet pills is that, you know, they're agitating, and, you know, there's mm-hmm. always side effects, and there's always something that's going to go wrong with that. And he said, no, I don't think you're going to have a problem with this one. He had a number of patients that had already been on it before, and he said, I think you can try it for a couple of weeks, and if you're, you know, if you feel good about it, then let's go with the program. And if
mm-hmm.
it's not, we'll find something else. And lo and behold, not only was it great, I ended up losing 18 pounds over a nine-week period, which is a very
Ooh,
safe
wow.
way to lose weight. And the only thing I did diet-wise, other than the fact that Qsymia is a pill that actually suppresses your appetite, so you just don't want to eat, you know, an entire bag of potato chips. But diet-wise, the only thing that I did differently was I cut back on my gluten. I didn't cut it completely
mm-hmm.
out, but I cut way drastically back
right.
on gluten. I still
Good.
Was eating rice. I still was eating potatoes. I still was eating potato chips because, lo and behold, potato chips are gluten-free.
Sure. Why not?
But, you know, it made a huge difference, and I managed to lose those 18 pounds in that amount of time. Overall, I've lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
And I've managed to keep it off, and I'm now on a maintenance program. I'm doing, you know, I'm taking the pill twice a week, so it's not something that you necessarily have to take every day for the rest of your life. I
Good.
Know a lot of people are always concerned
Good.
That once they get something like that, they're going to have to do this always, and
mm.
I can't tell you how many
yeah.
times I hear people go, I don't want to have to take a pill every day for the
right.
rest of my life. Well, guess what? You may not have to.
Yeah.
You know, you might if it's going to make the difference in your health, but, you know, for some people, like for me, it's not a problem. It was working out the program with my doctor. And that's what I'm really here to tell people, is that I'm inspiring them to go to their doctor if they're overweight. You know, and a third of our country is overweight. It's obese, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And to try to get the word out to the people that are, you know, not just 10 or 15 pounds overweight, but really the people that are need to take some significant steps towards improving their health.
Sure.
You know, this is a way for them to do it. It's, a, you know, Qsymia. And what happened was, when I contacted the company to say, I'd like to come on board in some way to help you spread the word, they knew that I was a photographer, so they said, what about getting you to see pictures of some of our other patients who have lost weight, and we can get that up on the website, and, you know, you can have their stories. So you're not just getting Hollywood people talking about, you know, what they did and making it something that's out of reach for a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
These are normal people that wanted to lose some significant weight in their life, you know, in their life, in order to bring their lifestyle back around. And they introduced me to a half a dozen people that couldn't have been warmer and nicer. They have a great outlook on life. They've all lost anywhere from 15 to 115 pounds. You know, none of them are size zero, you know, six figures. They're all healthy individuals. They're all healthy-sized individuals. But nevertheless, they're a lot healthier, and they're on that, you know, on that
sure.
direction to weight, to losing weight, yeah. so that it makes such a significant difference in their lives.
Sherry, spell the name of this entity.
The entity is Qsymia. Qsymia. That's the pill. And then the website that we have is inspiredlosing.com. You'll see their story. So it's INSPIRED LOS. ING.com.
Wonderful. And how long did it take you to lose that weight?
I lost 18 pounds over 9 weeks. So it was 2 pounds a week.
Very nice.
Which is a steady,
Very
good
nice.
Way to lose the weight, but kind of a significant way
mm-hmm.
and a way to, you know, maintain it. You know, when people
okay.
lose mass quantities of weight right
sure.
away, chances are they're going to turn around and put it
back.
Right
So did I drop that by
mistake?
Tell
Oprah to use it. Maybe she should be using this too. Yeah.
So there's really no such thing as a real diet pill, but this is an appetite suppressant.
This is an appetite suppressant. I think by the very nature of it, it's a diet pill because it suppresses your appetite.
Yeah, most people construe the diet pills to be something that increases your metabolism and it makes your heart race faster, which doesn't work for people with high blood pressure, by the way. And it can be dangerous, and that's what they equate it with. So this is not that. Am I right?
Right, exactly. This is something that is prescribed for people who have concerns, who have health issues. As a matter of fact, they were working with, I think, a number of people who had some high blood pressure, who certainly had diabetes, who had heart conditions. And this is something that the FDA approved. Like I said, it's not something that's, just across the counter or something that, somebody didn't manage to squeeze in under the line without the FDA getting a hold of it. Check it out first.
Now,
FDA approved, and doctors out there can prescribe it for their patients. And patients should be able to feel free to contact their doctor. I think so many people are afraid to go to their doctors and say, I need some help.
You're the customer. You're the person. You're in charge.
That guy works for you.
Exactly. You got it, Sherry. Go, girl, there with that.
Either paying him or Obama is, so the least you can do is have the conversation.
Now, your photograph collection is memories with your dad, I believe, for the most part, isn't it?
No.
That's what I said. It probably has nothing to do with it.
The people that I saw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Harry.
That's what I said.
No.
I grew up listening to your dad. My dad played those records when I was a child, and they are just a big part of my childhood.
It's funny because he's come back around a few times. He's had quite a few lives with them. I had a whole new generation of people when Beetlejuice came out. People were singing his songs because that came out. He's been on Sesame Street, so a lot of little toddlers are suddenly knowing who he is. And it's funny because a lot of people have come up to me and they said, a lot of people knew who I was. There was a generation of people who knew me and just knew he was my dad.
Yeah.
But by the same regard, a lot of people, come to me and go, now, who are you? And who's your dad? And when I say, he's the guy who sang Deo, everybody seems to know that song.
They do. So,
Yeah, I know that song.
And he was honored at Berkeley 2 weeks ago.
He was honored, and and he's honored every year on something. So people have gone,
big activist, doing wonderful things.
Got another award, and I'm saying he's got a new apartment full of just the awards that he gets. He's always been somebody who's been involved and inspired to help others.
That's
and
a very good
in turn,
thing.
As well as my mom. My mom and my stepfather were both doctors, and they've also been a big component of my, wanting to help somebody in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. So hopefully this is one of those ways.
Nice. Sherry, how do you feel now? I mean, do you feel better that you've lost some of that weight?
Oh, I feel like a billion times better. First of all, I took a lot of the weight off my knees. From being a doc when I was younger, I've had knee issues, knee issues. I also have osteoporosis, so sometimes when I'm running around, I will break a bone and not even, I break metatarsals in my feet all the time, and I actually just broke my foot a couple of months ago and couldn't start doing all the exercise that you should do. When you're putting together a weight loss program, you have to keep in mind that exercise is certainly a big part of it, as well as, changing your diet, or at least figuring out what your diet should be. And exercise couldn't be a big component of what I was about to do because of the fact that I had broken my foot. So one of the things was, I love to swim, and of course it was way too cold up until recently. It's now just starting to heat up back and up in L.A., so I'll be back in the pool in the next couple of weeks.
Good.
But, swimming is one of those things I did. Bike riding is one of those things that I like to do. Yeah. I like to change it up. I like, hiking. I like, checking out. I used to, I used to be a big jock. But now that I'm almost 60, I'll be 60 this year. That kind of exercise is not in my game plan at all.
Wow.
So is really a wonderful way to help, in that program, to help round out my program of the limited amount of exercise that I was going to be doing and the, limited change that I wanted to do in my diet.
Sure.
I cut out gluten, which really made a big difference in my joints, I have to say. I think cutting the gluten way, way down made a big change in, how stiff my joints are feeling. But definitely taking 20 pounds off my knees made a huge difference.
Yeah. Tori weighs 23 pounds. So.
I weigh 105. But I weigh 105.
I can find the 20 Everyone pounds hates that me. I lost. Yeah. I know where I went, in case you're interested in using it yourself.
See, well, you've revealed your age, and what a lot of people don't understand, maybe in California they don't understand this, is that when you hit that age thing, your body does start to get deficiencies naturally. So your right. blood pressure situation does go up. Your cholesterol is, yeah, I mean, you don't even have to be predisposed for that, for cholesterol problem. I mean, everything that you do all of a sudden starts affecting you in a daily manner, where younger than that, you never think about that because you don't bother
Absolutely.
By it. So you do
right.
need to watch out when you get older. It doesn't mean things are horrible necessarily. It just means you need to pay a little attention to this.
Yeah, you pay attention, you differentiate, you know, you make it, you set up a program. And you do that with, you know, I can't recommend highly enough contacting your doctor and having that conversation with him or her. And, you know, making it work so that it works for you, so that you have the best longevity that you can possibly have on this planet.
Sure. And, yeah, that's right. Be healthy and happy. And you sound like that, Sherry.
Oh, Sherry's been on the cover of Vogue 5 times in the 80s.
You're kidding.
Beautiful, nice. Beautiful woman.
Yeah. Is there a website we can visit besides inspiredlosing.com? I know your photographs are called Inspired to Lose. Can
right.
we see the photographs
the
there?
It's called program. There's going to be photos that are going to be there. I really do have to get another website up with my photos. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
You know, everybody keeps saying, where's your website? And I keep saying, I'm building it. I'm building it.
Yeah, come on,
but,
sure. Let's do it.
You know, everybody should also check out Qcimia.com, just, you know, which is Qcimia, if they want to know what the drug is, so they can take that to their doctor and say, well, what about this? Can I go on this?
Sherry, fun speaking to you. It's thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, very exciting, Sherry.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Well, now we do have to leave. This has been fun.
If you say so.
Yeah, right. Happy Labor Day to everybody.
Happy
and,
September.
Yeah, listen. Yay! Listen to the Tori Show on Tuesdays. Tori will be back next Friday. I'll be back on Monday. Until then, we wish you peace. Goodbye, everybody.